escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Guardians could use a bat. They could use 3 or 4 bats. Do they have the ammo to go get one? Should they go get one? Guy who's in the know joins us right now on the fan hotline from the MLB Network, MLB.com. He's one of the guys we go to in clutch situations like this. He's Mr. John Morosi. Hello, John.
Cooperstown, a great weekend, and I did love the updates from CeCe. After his car broke down on the way into town, we can now safely report he is in Cooperstown. So that is very good news indeed.
John, we just saw that. You're going to Cooperstown to get into the Hall of Fame, and your car breaks down.
It's a long road to the Hall of Fame, yeah.
Come on.
I know. And I love just how genuine he was in sharing updates on his journey. And I'm sure that that will come up at some point in the next couple of days when he's speaking with all of us. But what a beautiful day. It's a little overcast. I'm going to be the optimist with respect to weather and just look ahead to 3 amazing speeches. And, of course, those posthumously for both Dave Parker and Dick Allen as well. So it should be a very, very special weekend.
It's always awesome up there, John. I can remember one year I covered the Jim Palmer, Joe Morgan induction, which got rained out and then moved into a elementary school auditorium, which gave it a real nice sense of intimacy. So yeah, and then you know, years later, the Hall of Fame has had to kind of adjust and figure out the weather up there, which is always changeable. So just in terms of the Hall of Fame, before we get into the trade deadline and stuff, just your reflections on, you know, kind of this class going in, you know, CeCe being obviously very connected here in Cleveland. Also Tom Hamilton going in, our fine right. broadcaster, along with Ichiro, quite a class. And you mentioned Dave Parker before.
Amazing class. And certainly I'm going to be thrilled to hear Tom's speech tomorrow at the awards presentation. I saw the headline. I can't recall where the article was, but it described Tom as everybody's best friend. And that is so true. I think certainly as someone that has covered the American League Central for a long time and spent a lot of time around Tom, just grateful for his friendship. And I think that puts me in the small company of millions of people, it seems, around this country. And just someone who, as you know, more than anything, he's a proud husband, a proud dad, loves the game, loves the people in the game. And I do think it's just so fitting that he's got a chance to go in same year as CeCe. Someone whose career he chronicled so beautifully on the radio there in Cleveland. So just a first-class representative of the game. And I cannot wait to hear Tom's speech tomorrow. And he represents all that is great about Midwest baseball, speaking as someone who's also from the Midwest. So really excited about that. And then the class, it's unique in terms of the experiences because you've got first-timers, CeCe, and Ichiro, who were briefly teammates in New York, which is interesting. And then you've got Billy Wagner, who made it in his final year, a graduate of a Division III college, Ferrum College in Virginia, someone who was naturally right-handed but then learned how to throw left-handed because he broke his arm playing high school football, which is or grade school football, which is an amazing story to think about a non-natural left-hander being the only left-handed closer ever to make it now is just something really miraculous, I think you would call it. And then for both Dave Parker and Dick Allen to be honored posthumously, I will admit, as much as I've covered the game, I did not fully have an appreciation for the historical place of Dick Allen until the last year. Read a really beautiful memoir and a really raw and honest memoir that he wrote years ago about his journey and the racial discrimination that he faced. He's the first African-American professional baseball player in the state of Arkansas. He grew up in Pennsylvania, so he wasn't familiar really with the racial climate he was going to find in Little Rock when he went there. And actually, it was the segregationist governor who threw out the ceremonial first pitch, if you could believe that, of his first ever game there. Wow. So that was his experience. He's going there as the first black player, and you have a segregationist governor throwing out the first pitch. The message there, the way he was treated, it's remarkable what he was still able to achieve. And then Dave Parker, one of the defining players of the 1970s and the 80s, someone who was a beloved player really everywhere that he went. And I think we'll still be seeing that replay of the throw in the 79 All-Star game for the rest of time. It was funny. I spoke with Brian Downing, who was thrown out on that play a couple weeks ago. And I said, hey, I'd like to ask you about the throw. He said, oh, what throw? Like, he was teasing me, of course, because he knows that it's part of baseball lore. So just a really diverse class of players that can speak to different parts of the baseball experience.
Have a great time with all that, John. That'll be awesome. John Morosi joining us from the MLB Network. Trade deadline coming up. We keep hearing reports, Stephen Kwan untouchable. We keep seeing reports, Stephen Kwan likely to be traded. John, if you're the Guardians, why would you trade Stephen Kwan when he has two more years of team control out of this?
Well, I think you'd have to be overwhelmed, and I'll probably give you the same answer on Emmanuel Clase. We'll give you the same answer on Cade Smith. It's interesting, though, because as you know from following the standings, it appears for all the world that the Tigers will not win another game this entire season. So if that's the case, maybe you don't trade anybody and you just let this thing play out. But in all fairness, the race has changed a little bit. It's now plausible. I mean, it's eight games is still eight games, but the Tigers really seem to be in a bad way right now. And I think you have to take all of that into consideration if you're the Guardians. I do believe they're still having some selling conversations, and if someone's going to overwhelm you for Class A in particular, I think you listen. And I would say with respect to Class A, the right teams are involved, meaning teams with deep position player-focused farm systems such as the Cubs and the Phillies, they need a late-inning reliever like him. And I think those are two teams that are going to be aggressive. So I subscribe to the theory, guys, that usually when it comes to relievers, especially those who are controllable, their value is never higher than it is right now at the trade deadline. I think with position players, you can usually take it into the off season if you want to. And so that's for that reason, I would say, while I'm not going to come out here and say that either trade is likely, I do think that Class A is likelier to be moved than Kwan. And I think ultimately it just comes down to a very clear-eyed position of what the Guardians are now and always have been, which is they realize their market size, and if someone's going to overwhelm them, they'll listen. And I think that's been the way that they've done business for a very...
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive Cult Classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
A very long time.
You know, John, 2 years ago, they were in a very similar spot, right? Kind of hovering around 500, and they decided to move Savale and Bell and Rosario, and those moves did not play well in the clubhouse or with the fan base. The team ended up kind of collapsing down the stretch. Do you think the last week or so is kind of, you know, to your point, in terms of being a buyer or a seller, do you think the way the team has played over the last 14 games has kind of changed the way they view this season and maybe beyond?
I think it has, to some at least incremental standpoint. And to be honest, it should. They're three games out of a wild card spot. And while, again, you'd have to pass three teams to move into a playoff position, and I'm someone who thinks the Red Sox will buy and are playing really good baseball. I mean, they're really the team that I would sort of set as my mark moving forward if I was the Guardians. Can we be X number of games better than Boston over the balance of the year? I mean, in my most honest assessment, if I was looking at it very objectively, I do not think the Guardians are going to be four games better than the Red Sox over the balance of the season. They're three games back right now. And the Rangers are playing better baseball right in front of them. So I think it, to me, it feels like a less than 50-50 chance of making the playoffs if you just keep playing it out. And this is where you've got to play the percentages. It's, you know, that team, you think about the Guardians that you're referring to a couple of years ago, that was the year when the Rangers went to the World Series and it was a very wide open American League. Honestly, it's the same way right now. While I'm saying that there are teams that I frankly like better than the Guardians, this is not a league in which there's a single dominant, clear, obvious juggernaut team, even like the Yankees were a year ago. The Yankees that beat the Guardians last year don't exist anymore. It's a very, very different team. And so I do think that the somewhat up-for-grabs nature of the American League might play into the decision to at least, even if you don't sell, see the wisdom in holding, because again, are the Tigers really going to be a dominant team for the next 2 to 3 years? They've only got 1 year left of Skubal, and if they get off to a bad start next year, we're going to be talking about Tarek Skubal this time next year. So I think, especially given the amount of control you've got on Kwan and Class A, I still think you let this thing play out unless someone comes up and overwhelms you because of the way the Guardians have played the last couple of weeks.
John, if somebody overwhelms them, and you know they play great ball after losing 10 straight, if somebody overwhelms them, can they thread the needle and trade one of those guys while still taking a real run at this thing?
Yes, they can. They can certainly still remain competitive. And what I do want to push back against a little bit is what I've heard across the industry as the recency bias of the Tigers last year. That is not normal, to trade Flaherty and then still make the playoffs. And honestly, they're within one David Fry swing away from beating the Guardians in the division series. That's not something you can expect, everybody in baseball. Okay, this was like the first time ever that a team that had like a below 1% chance of making the playoffs in the middle of August went on to make the playoffs. That cannot be expected. Now, can you still stay in the race? Yes, you can still stay in the race, especially in this modern wild card situation with the three wild cards. You can completely still have relevant games down the stretch. And I think that's probably, and I empathize with the way that Guardians fans feel about this, because, you know, last year's ALCS, it wasn't close in the end, but it was competitive.
Sure.
And if you got a little bit better bullpen performances and if Stanton and Soto weren't red hot at the time, maybe it's a different outcome. And so I think that the Guardians fans are justified in saying, hey, we just bought playoff tickets last year. We're not that bad right now. We're kind of right around 500, exactly 500 at 51-51. Let's just play this thing out a little bit. And honestly, I think that's probably a fair way to do it. The one thing that I would say that stands out to me is let's also not forget the lessons of that 10-game losing streak, which were offensively when Ramirez isn't going, and that was right after, as Guardians fans remember well, it was not long after he got hit by the pitch and he wasn't quite the same for a couple weeks. That reminded basically everybody that they do not have the lineup depth to be a formidable team unless Jose and to some lesser extent Kwan are rolling at the same time. If those two guys are either hurt or not feeling it for a particular window, they're just not a team that other clubs really worry about. I mean, that's being honest. That's what that 10-day stretch told us. And so I do think if you could trade a reliever and get back two guys that you believe are going to be legitimate frontline position players for you within the next couple of years, if you can basically bring in the next version of Michael Brantley, which I still think, you know, as much as it was painful for the Indians at the time to trade CeCe, Brantley was a great player for them for a long time. That was a good trade. And I think that's, you know, is Owen Casey from the Cubs that kind of a player? Is Justin Crawford from the Phillies that kind of a player? We'll see. I don't know. But those are the kind of guys where if the Guardians' assessment is that they are difference-making position players at least as good as Manzardo and probably better, then that's the kind of trade that you do have to at least think about if it addresses what I think I still believe are some fairly real lineup questions going forward.
John, a pleasure to have you with us. Thank you very much. And we look forward to seeing what happens. Always great insight. Thanks, bud.
Thank you so much, Jeff and Tom. I really appreciate it. All the best to everybody there in Cleveland, and enjoy this really special Hall of Fame weekend for both Tom and CeCe. It's going to be a lot of fun to cover it.
Absolutely.
Thanks,
John Morosi, MLB Network, MLB.com. He is all over everything going on in Cooperstown and, of course, the trade deadline.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
I'm Emma Grade, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.